was a high-tech worker with a slightly postal quirk. He knew his bits and bites, and after hours he would lurk in the basement of the building where by day he did his work. There he plotted the demise of everyone he deemed a jerk. Oh, he was hacking into confidential files and databases, changing names and moving decimal points to unexpected places. In the morning he delighted at the look upon their faces, and he never left a clue, no, there were never any traces. He was a high-tech worker with low self-esteem. He drank his coffee hot and black, no sugar and no cream. He thought perhaps the life he lived was nothing but a dream, writing endless code in the boat he rowed gently down the stream. And so he spent his evenings hacking and a-saving every dime. He consumed a lot of Twinkies and diet lemon lime. He thought he might be good at chess, but he never had the time. He was much, much too busy with his white-collar crime. She was a clean room technician with a dirty, dirty mind. She simply looked at life that way, it helped her to unwind. She thought the world was deaf and men were dumb and love was blind. And though her thoughts were nasty, they were never unkind. They met one evening after work on Highway 93. She ran her Honda into his old 240Z. And they sat there smoking in the dark beneath a pinyon tree. Their cars were gone, but they moved on, it was plain to see. Loved to gaze upon her face in the evening by the lamp. They moved up in the hills down by the river where it's damp. She got a new job as a postal clerk selling rolls of stamps. And they soon had 7 children and a dog whose name was Champ. Oh yeah, they built a life together in a cabin in the pines. He played chess with the children and worked overtime. At night they all ate Twinkies and sang old nursery rhymes. He always did the laundry cause he was good with white collar grime. Now once in a while they'd take a day away from work, go for walks in the woods, by the pinyons they would lurk. For they knew that all this living can make you quite berserk. That's the story of the high-tech worker with the sightly postal clerk.